Hello and welcome to another informative episode of Yashoda Health Podcast, your go-to resource for valuable health insights. I'm your host, Dr. Lakshmi. As we approach World Obesity Day, observed on March 4th every year, it's imperative to shed light on the myths surrounding obesity and weight loss. Today, we are joined by Dr. Kona Lakshmi Kumari, Consultant Surgical Gastroenterologist, Minimal Access GI Surgeon, Metabolic and Bariatric Surgeon. Together, we aim to debunk common misconceptions about obesity and weight loss, providing clarity and guidance on this critical issue. Welcome to the program, Dr. Lakshmi Kumari. So, myth number one, skipping meals is an effective way to lose weight. Many believe that skipping meals can aid in weight loss, doctor. What are your thoughts on this misconception and what are the potential risks which are associated with skipping meals?
Skipping meals may not give you a big weight loss. Initially, you may experience a little weight loss. When we don't eat, our body senses that we are starving. And so it goes into a safety mode. Safety mode is your body will try to conserve whatever energy resources you have to maintain its essential organs like your heart, lung, kidneys. And so it makes the metabolism go slow and makes you feel sluggish, make you feel lethargic, and will not allow you to do things in an active pace. So over time, just because of this fatigue or incapable to do work, you will be forced to eat more. And at the same time, when you're starting to eat after a period of starvation, your body is already ready with the hormones, which will quickly start storing whatever calories you're eating as fat. This is because the body is worried that next time, if you're going to again go through this period of starvation, it wants to save the energy for its vital organs. So each time you put an effort at losing weight by starving, you're actually making the body more ready to gain and store more fat. So starving is not a good idea for losing weight. It is better that you eat healthy, eat lesser calories on a day-to-day basis rather than starving for periods of time and then having a breakthrough and then eating a lot of food.
Myth number two, you have to exercise excessively to lose weight because some believe that intense workouts are necessary for weight loss. Doctor, what are your recommendations regarding physical activity for weight loss and how can individuals find a sustainable exercise routine?
A lot of people, when we talk of exercise, they will think of going and doing strenuous workouts in the gym or doing some sort of strenuous exercise. But you understand that your system is not ready to handle the strenuous exercise at one go. So what happens is all your muscles and bones and joints will start aching and then we give up that exercise. So better than that, it is to adapt a moderate exercise, get used to doing that moderate exercise regularly and then continue to do it for the rest of your life. So that is more helpful in helping you lose weight and maintain your weight loss rather than spurts of doing very strenuous exercises because our body beyond a point cannot burn more calories. It will undergo fatigue and it will go wear and tear easily if you start doing exercise more than what your body can take.
And moving to the next one, weight loss surgeries are a quick fix for obesity. There's a misconception that weight loss surgeries offer a straightforward solution to obesity and require no effort afterwards. Dr. Kona Lakshmi, can you discuss the role of weight loss surgeries and the importance of lifestyle changes post-surgery?
Yeah, we cannot say quick fix for weight loss. Because when we advise surgery for a person who is morbidly obese, they are already bearing the bad effects of their weight and they need to be treated on an urgent medical basis. And for giving a big weight loss, there is no better means than a surgery. So, but we cannot take it as a quick fix. Always we assess the patient, we see whether the individual really merits the surgery. There are few individuals who don't want to do any exercise, don't want to control their eating and still think that we'll get the surgery done and become normal weight. We never encourage those type of people to get the surgery done. But yes, when the obesity is a big medical problem, we offer the surgery. And once the surgery is done, weight loss will happen. But thereafter, it is very important that the individual gets back to a healthy eating and regular exercise after the surgery. And that is told to each and every individual who is coming for the surgery, that the surgery will help you to deal with the present metabolic problem, but thereafter you have to maintain it with diet and exercise.
Myth number four, bariatric surgery leads to severe nutrient deficiencies. It is widely believed that bariatric surgeries lead to nutrition deficiencies and adversely impact overall health. Doctor, can you please elaborate on how patients can maintain optimal nutrition post-surgery?
Bariatric surgery will cause malnutrition always is not correct. But yes, you have to understand that a person who has become obese, he has become obese because they have not followed a healthy diet. So when these individuals don't resort to eating healthy diet after the surgery, we will definitely see some nutritional deficiencies in them. That is why it is mandatory that whichever surgeon or center is offering bariatric surgery to individuals have to have a good nutrition team who follow up all these individuals and make sure they are got back to the track of healthy eating. It's not only that, as per the guideline recommendations, we give them vitamin and mineral supplements for the rest of their life to prevent whatever little mineral deficiencies which may happen because of the diversion we do of the food products. So a person who is very sincere with his diet and exercise after the surgery and sincerely is following the guidelines set by the nutritionist, I'm sure they do very well. We don't see major nutritional mishaps nowadays. With so much of social media also, they can assess the social media and learn various types of eating habits. But it is the individual's interest to maintain their health, which is important. Then only we can help them.
And taking the final myth, all bariatric surgeries are irreversible. Doctor, can you please shed light on the factors that determine the reversibility of bariatric procedures and discuss the importance of informed decision-making before undergoing surgery?
Most of the bariatric surgeries can be reversed. But why do you want a reversal? There should be a clinical ground. Because we are giving the body a new chance to have a active metabolism by doing this procedure. So as long as the procedure works, your metabolic rate is up and your metabolic problems are down and you're feeling better, you're losing your weight, you're fit and healthy. So there should be definitely a medical or a surgical reason to go and reverse the procedure. This is told entirely to the patient that it is not a fun game that you go and operate on someone and next day you again take them and operate to undo the procedure. It doesn't work like that. In medicine, every treatment will have an ancillary escape route attached to it. But the utilization of it depends upon the reasons. Then only if there's a medical reason to reverse, we reverse. Otherwise, for most of the people, it is a permanent procedure.
So thank you, Dr. Kona Lakshmi Kumari, for debunking these common myths about obesity and weight loss and providing valuable insights into this important topic. Remember, understanding the truth behind these myths is essential for making informed decisions about your health. Stay tuned for more myths busting episodes on Yashoda Health Podcast. Until next time, take care and stay healthy. Thank you.